Chala Yerushalmi corresponding to Erechin Babli Daf Chofhei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Madalaf on the 8th line, Ma'athasheni Behegda Sheniftu. Ma'athasheni Behegda Sheniftu. The Mishnah taught that Ma'athasheni or Hegdash that was redeemed are obligated in Chala and exempt from Ma'athe. Rivzeira, Rivyefi, Rivchama, Bar Ukva, Rivrebi, Hillel, Ben Helith, Matab Roshem Rav Yudah, Min Hada, Ma'athe Sheni Shegdimu Vishibalim, Potter, Mitrum Magadela. Rabbi Zera, quoting Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva, and Rahel ben Halith lean to say in the name of Rabbi Yehuda the following inference, that from here we learn that if one separated Ma'athe Sheni from sheaves before Miruch, before the completion of their processing, is exempt from Trum Magadela. The Ma'athe Sheni is obligated in Chala and exempt from Ma'athas. If it were not exempt from Trum Magadela, it would be liable in Ma'athe Rishon. Rabbi Yona boy, should say Koimi Rabbi Zera, Kamandama Inan Kanachasav, and Kamanda Amma Kanachasav Ruchayev. Rabbi Yona asked Rabbi Zera, is this like the opinion that Ma'athe Sheni is not like his property, but according to the opinion that it's like his property, it's obligated? Amalei Oif Anna Savakain, Rabbi Zera said, I also hold this way. Habe should say Ma'athe Oni, Hail Vachol Amma Moidi Shehu Kanachasav Chayev. So Ma'athe Oni, since all agree that it's like his property, it's obligated. Have a pligi, should say manda ama chayev afila tumma shaboy chayeves, and manda ama pata afila chulin shaboy pturin. They argue about Ma'athe Rishon for one extreme to the other. The one who says that it's like his property, so it's obligated, even the tumma in it is obligated in chala. The one who says that it's not like his property, so it's exempt, even the chulin in it is exempt from chala. Manda ama chayev aso tumas ma'athe al mochaim ache, ma'ad avidla. According to the opinion that it's obligated, if he made it Trumas Ma'athe on another place, how do you judge it? Like a stack that became Nidma, which is mixed with Trumah, since some of it should be Trumah Gedola, one may separate his tithes from elsewhere, lest he take the Trumah that was mixed in, or like Tevel, that one may separate his tithes from it itself. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ana Be'isa, Rabbi Yochanan said, I asked the following question. Rabbi Yoshua Amar Ana Be'isa, Rabbi Yoshua said, also, I asked the following question. Ma ben Godesh Nidma li Isa Shinidma. Godesh Nidma at Amachayev Isa Shinidma at Amapsur. What's the difference between a stack that became Nidma and a dough that became Nidma, which is flour with Trumah got mixed in? A stack that became Nidma, you say that it's obligated in Trumah, and a dough that became Nidma, you say that it's exempt from Chala. Rabbi Tanchuma b'shem Rabbi Chuna Godesh Shinidma and Shlo Nidma Ava v'hifri shemenu Trumah, which is a how is there Trumah. Ether should need more, actually need more, other Rish Memenu Chala, Eina Chala. Tanchuma, quoting Ruhuna, answered that a stack that became Nidma, before it was Nidma, if he transgressed and separated Trumah from it, it's Trumah. A dough that became Nidma, before it was Nidma, if he transgressed and separated Chala, means flour from it, it's not Chala. The Taninan Tamon, Hamafrish Chala Kemach, Eina Chala, the Gezel, the Yad Koyen. As the Mishnah says, if one separated Chala from flour before kneading, it's not Chala, and if the Koyen took it, it's theft in his hand. Umoifa Oimeh, the Mishnah also taught amongst its list of things that are chayiv and chala and exempt from ma'aser, excess barley harvested for the Oimeh. Masusin de Lake Rabbi Akiva, de Akiva mechayiv and chala of ma'asers, and our Mishnah is therefore unlike Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva obligates it in chala and ma'asers.